Good day, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Cross-Eyed Ned's Word Online. And just a real quick announcement, we haven't had a podcast in a couple weeks. Basically, we've had some technical issues with our broadcasting again, and Lord willing, all that is sorted out. On top of that, I went for a Bible conference in Mexico at the Bible school down there. And so if you know Spanish, you could check those out. They're already on YouTube, and it'll be a little bit before I get them on my website, on the website, crosseyedned.com, down there. So, but those are just some quick announcements. But today what I wanted to share was basically the following. For man, and I actually sent this out in a tweet the other day, I think it was on Tuesday, but for man to consider anything apart from himself, other than himself, requires a miracle of God. And as you can see, I'm actually trying to get to my website right now, because that's where I have these posted. Actually, just I've got a link there. Let's see. Come on. And I'll go from there. More in English. Tweets. Give me just a second. I want to go ahead and read it. How it appears. And not just quote it. All right, here we go. For man to consider something other than himself requires a miracle of God, and this miracle has Christ as its object. And you may say, well, brother, maybe you, but not me. And I'll say, well, brother, sister, I'm sorry, but you're deceived. Here's the situation. We all believe that, I'll just give this example. We all believe that, well, if I were in the garden, maybe, or I've heard it said, I personally have heard it said, well, if I was in the garden, I wouldn't have eaten from that fruit, or whatever, this or that. We go down that road sometimes. And see, this is the thing. Since I did make mention of the garden, let's talk about Adam and Eve. What's in man apart from God, apart from Christ himself? This is the ability of man. This is man, listen, at his best, apart from God, apart from Christ. So God puts man in the garden to tend to it and says, you can eat freely of every and any tree in the garden, but of this tree over here, don't eat of, because in the day you eat, you will surely die. And so we know Eve partook of that tree, and then she offered some to Adam. And then there you have it. Their souls entered into a condition of death, where they were bound by the condition of death. And thank God the Lord Jesus brought that condition of death to an end in his very own death. But so what I wanted just to mention about is this. See, during the whole time, Adam and Eve, they never considered the tree of life. First of all, Eve, she considered the tree of death. Yes, it is death. It is the knowledge of good and evil, which I just call the natural mind, the carnal mind. This thing in between our natural ears. That's the knowledge of good and evil. It is death. But it is death only compared with the tree of life, who Christ himself is. See, apart, if there's no comparison in our heart, then we're going to say, well, no, my mind isn't death. It's actually, I can discern between good and evil. Well, yes, you can. You can probably discern between what you call good and what you call evil. But your discernment and your judgment is not like other people's judgments. It may be different. You may say, oh, well, this is really evil, but this is good. Where another person may say, well, yeah, that is very evil, but that's evil also. Do you see what I mean? There's no standard. The standard is Christ himself. Now, once again, Eve never considered the tree of life. All she could consider was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to make one wise. To listen, to be like God. To know what God knows. Something apart from God, apart from Christ. All right? Now, so here you have Eve, and she offers of the tree to Adam, her husband. And Adam never considered life. He never considered the tree of life. He never considered Christ, because when she offered of the tree, Adam partook as well. There's nothing written in the scriptures that he said, Eve, what have you done? There were all these trees, and listen, there was this tree of life in the midst of the garden. Why didn't you partake of this tree? No, he didn't do that. He never considered life. He never considered the tree of life. And brothers and sisters, this is exactly the same way it is with us. It requires a miracle of God to consider Christ. Because we have always considered, and we will always consider something less. We did this before we were born again, and we continue to do this after we are born again. It requires a miracle of God to draw the attention of our heart and cause us to consider Christ himself. Why does the writer of Hebrews have to say, consider him, consider Jesus? He has to say this because he knows we are considering something less. But listen, God does not offer and has not offered and nor will ever offer anything less than his Son. And everything that God does, that God gives, that God permits, that God allows, and everything that he does not do, that he does not give, that he does not permit, and that he does not allow, all serves his end and his purpose. That is, to direct the heart, the full attention of the heart, and place it upon and bring it unto Christ himself. Remember, so for man to consider something other than himself requires a miracle of God. And this miracle has Christ as its object. So may we just pray, present this to the Holy Spirit, and pray to the Lord that he would cause our hearts to consider Jesus. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless. We'll see you in our next podcast. Amen.